Welcome to 0 o'clock.
A podcast created to be a safe space to learn and grow. Grab your favorite drink and join us.
Now brewing like crazy. I'm your co-host, Carrot.
And welcome to episode 3.
We are here with our first review of the season.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. It is a music review. Oh, I'm so excited. You guys know how I get with this. But anyways, before we begin, what are we drinking?
I'm drinking water.
I'm drinking like this margarita concoction. I don't know what it is, but it's strawberry guava, and it's actually kind of good. This is not my first choice, but whatever. I needed alcohol. This whole week, I need alcohol in me.
I have been into Water Talk, where they make all these flavored waters, and it's a big argument on, is that actually water since you're putting all those things in it? I just like the taste. So whether it's water or not, that's what I've been doing. So I've been trying different flavors, but right now I just have plain water because that's all I could find.
Well, let's I've heard this discourse about Water Talk, but I don't know what people are talking about. So I was like, I haven't opened TikTok in 4 days now. I'm like, and I opened it today coming home from work, and I was like, what the fuck is Water Talk?
Yes, I don't know how I ended up on that side, but I did. And I like it, and I like seeing the arguments, and I wouldn't try any of them. I use the Mio flavoring, but they all have these Starburst and Jolly Rancher and all these and flavors that I wouldn't use because that sounds too sweet for me. But it's interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
If you guys hear me munching again, I'm so sorry. I have a plate of quesobirria next to me, and it's calling my name, even though I ate before this. Oh my god.
I know. I ate right before this, and I forced myself to take a shower. And Kay actually pushed it back 15 minutes, and I'm like, perfect, because I just got out of the shower.
Yeah, I thought I would be here before then, but then I ended up saying to do some extra work, which I shouldn't have done. Actually, no, I should have. Just saves me time tomorrow. I had to walk my dog, so whatevs. Now we're here, we're in episode 3, and as all of you know, I am a music geek. And there's new music from BTS, which is kind of insane to think about, because it's been back to back to back music, and I'm just bro, stop shoving music down my mouth right now. I'm choking. But this particular episode, we're gonna be focusing on Jimin,
which for me is very surprising and different and new, because we already get rap line all the time. We know what to expect from them. Well, not really, because very different. Hobi went in a whole new direction. But they've done mixtapes, they've done albums, they've released before. This is Jimin's first album that he has released, and I love it.
I know. It is so good. It's been on repeat since it came out. Okay. Let me just begin by saying this is exactly what I thought he would release, and also totally different than I imagined. Let me just say that. That's exactly what
he said. I don't really know what I was expecting from him, but when I saw the music video for Set Me Free Part 2, I was like, this is different. This is interesting. And it's also because I'm not really following along. So I don't really see, were there any countdowns, any Did they release like pictures and stuff like they normally do? Like, I didn't see any of that. So I had no idea what the versions are going to be, the concepts. I knew nothing. I just watched the music video and I'm like, I will say that it's giving me On, like the On era.
Yeah,
So I'm feeling it.
I totally see that. One thing about me, like even before like chapter two of BTS started and all of that, like the like when I first started as a fan and I was listening to like their individual styles and trying to like picture them like, you know, their own vibe and hearing through their solo songs. Jimin always gave me this like sultry R&B type of vibe, and like you'll see so many of those elements, especially because he did contemporary dance for so long, and so you see a lot of those elements within like Set Me Free and like Crazy and just bass in general, but it also took us in a completely different direction that I never imagined, and I'm just like blown.
It's a bit more edgier than I expected.
Yeah.
I will say that this is screaming like something August D would do.
Yeah.
But and then freaking Yoongi is releasing his stuff, and I think they just switched. I literally think that's what they did.
Yeah. It was so funny because someone, when like Face, when Face dropped, wait, oh my God, I just lost my thought. Jesus. It. Oh my God. I'll get that thought back. But anyways, it's just so crazy. Oh, I got it. So someone had said when Face dropped, like the day it released, people were like, oh, we never thought that the song, like his solo song Lie, could get any better. And like nothing was ever gonna top that for Jimin. And the whole album topped Lie. Cause like that was one of like the best solos there ever was within Vocaline. Like he just like, I mean, but it was also one of the only ones because he never really released a lot. Like we had, you know, after that Serendipity, he released Promise and Christmas. What was it? Christmas. That Christmas song. But it never was like, you know, we never got like a really like complete like picture of what he was wanted to do. And then Face is just like immaculate. But yeah, but going back to like the promo and the scheduling before, he actually like I don't want to get into discourse because, you know, I get, you know, claws come out with that. But what I am gonna say is we've seen so far from the what has it been a couple of releases from individual members now, that they all like are very hands-on when it comes to like their release and the way that they want it to be, like their projects to be released. Like when you compare Hobi's with Namjoon's and compare it to Jimin's right now, like they're so different. The way that they've like introduced it and the promo that they did, like it's so different, but you can see their individual style in it. And Jimin, one thing that it was always like very clear on is that he did a very like typical K-pop promotion for it. And it's just really interesting because then you also mentioned it reminds you a lot of On, and it's a lot of the things that like we missed out on from On because, you know, that's when the pandemic started. So trivia for you.
I will say that I feel like with all of the members, I could tell like what their style is. They've all like yes, Jimin has released music before, but like you said, they've all been different. Like it's not like one single thing. Not saying that all of their music is the same, but like they have a style. But Jimin, I just never knew where he would go with his solo music, and I honestly didn't expect him to be the next person to release. I was really surprised.
I was surprised too because I was honestly expecting Hobi. Yeah, Hobi or Yoongi, because there were even before everything, there were those rumors that Yoongi was gonna go on tour really really soon. So we're like, if he's gonna go on tour, he definitely has to release new music. There's no way. And then Jimin came out of nowhere and we're like, whoa, what? Like what's going on? But yeah. Anyways, set me free. First of all, so freaking good. Like, so good. But anyways, but the lead single is obviously Like Crazy, which is the title of this episode.
And I feel like very basic. I feel very basic to say that is my favorite song from the album, but it is my favorite song from the album.
She absolutely slayed. Like, that is like she ate. Like, it was so good. It's so good. Like, I'm obsessed. So he knew
Yeah,
what to do.
I was watching a lot of reviews on TikTok specifically just about the entire album, about how just this is about him like explaining himself and like I guess like coming out, like showing us who he really is. And but then I saw him say like, oh, these are all emotions and like what he was thinking and feeling during the pandemic. And I don't really know if I'm getting the pandemic vibes. I'm getting the what like fans are saying, and it's about him and his identity and who he wants to be and trying to figure that out, which I guess he could have been feeling that way during the pandemic. I think we all were. But I feel like this is something that he's always been struggling with, especially since, what is the song? Filter. I feel like, yes, Filter has a very different vibe, but I could see this like fitting somewhere into this album. Like it just all merges together. It
Absolutely.
all merges together. And like when I think of Jimin, I always think of him performing Filter and just taking all of the clothes off the mannequin. And I remember my joke and like just put the dress on, don't be shy. But honestly, like ever since then, I've just been like waiting for Jimin to just say more about himself. And he's just maybe not to anybody else, but to me, he's like a very closed off member. I feel like I don't know much about him. I don't ever like talk about him as much, but I feel like he doesn't give as much as the rest of them do. And this I didn't know what to expect from this. And I think this is just him starting off.
Something I completely like, I value as a listener, as a fan, as a consumer, as all of these entities. And I will say it over and over again, and I'm not gonna ever get tired about it. Like, I will repeat myself a gazillion times. I love when BTS, like, does like those subliminal messages that you really have to go in and understand. And one of them for me that like always tops it, it's like it's my favorite. And I say this because not a lot of artists do this. And like people find it really hard to believe, but it's like when you listen to a lot of music, they don't follow this algorithm. They don't follow this like artistical like viewpoint. I don't know how to describe it, but it's when like you have to listen to the album from top to bottom, and it tells a story from the first song to the last song. And they correlate, like each song correlates to one another, even if they sound different, even if their vibe is like a completely different mix. But when you listen to it in order, it always makes sense and it tells a story. And one of the art, like again, I love music, always loved music since I was a little kid. And so I've always been that consumer that always listens to these types of stories. And I don't think I've ever seen an artist do it and value it the way that BTS does. And the fact that Jimin did it in his album, in his debut album, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm gonna like pass out when I was listening to it. And because, now that I have to, be a working adult, I don't have like I don't really do the, I don't wait until midnight. There's been so many times where I've fallen asleep and I'm like, I'm gonna stay up until midnight and hear whatever's releasing, and then come next morning and I'm like, fuck, I missed it. And I wake up at 3 a.m. or something and I'm like, I fucking missed a drop. But with Jimin, I was so excited and I actually finally like was able to stay up until midnight to listen to it. And I was crying by like the third song. And It sounds a little like funny to say. I think one of my favorite songs off of it, my favorite B-side, I think just in general, is gonna be Face Off, because I don't know, like there's just so much happening there. And it's like the first song that you hear from the album, so it kind of already gives you an introduction of like what the vibe is gonna be. But Interlude Diva, okay, y'all know I love me an interlude, they're my jam. But Interlude Diva is just so like interesting in the sense of like there's so much going on. And when you really hear the interlude, there's like, I think he said there's a portion of it where he's like, the recording of it is him running in like literally running, and you can hear like the breaths that he's taking and the steps that he's like going in. Another one is a portion of his introduction from like the Busan concert. There's just like so many things happening, and when you really listen to it, you're just like, whoa. But then it literally follows with like Crazy. And so it's like the way that everything just comes together in the album, like order to order, you're just like, he is a mastermind. Like he really took his time, and I'm really happy that he we haven't seen him release a lot of solo things at or any at all, because this is literally his debut from like being a solo artist. And so I'm really glad that he took his time and like mastered his craft in the way that he wanted to do it, because I genuinely think this is the best possible way to debut, because it shows his artistry and who he is as an individual, and how much care he really took into putting something out that, you know, is gonna mark his debut. So that's just.
I also think it's a good time that he did it because, I mean, it's a big hit. Like, how long did they know when they were going off to military? Like, it couldn't have been just a spontaneous thing. So I feel like him waiting until BTS weren't really BTS right now, and his music could be like solely just, we can solely focus on his music. And I think that goes with the theme of his album of him trying to find himself and showing ARMY like who he is. Because while we would still focus on the fact that Jimin like debuted, he released his own album, I still feel like it, like BTS itself would like overpower all of it. Like it really is a good time for him to release this. And with the interlude, like I had to listen to it a few times. I honestly wasn't feeling it the first time, but that's because there was so much going on. I didn't know what to focus on. But every time I listen to it, I hear something different. And I love that you brought up how it goes right into like Crazy, which it does. Like at the end, he takes a drink and like dies. I don't know. What's that sound you make after you take a drink? I don't know. Whatever that sound is. And then it starts with like a sigh of like a conversation between two people, like sounding sad or like tired. And I just, sorry, I lost my train of thought because I got a text. But I'm really excited it was him that released right now. And I love that it was a surprise because no one was really expecting it to be Jimin. And I don't really know how long before it was released that they started promo, but for me, it happened really quickly. It was like one day J-Hope, and then all of a sudden, Jimin is releasing.
Yeah, I think he started promo in February because they paused his promo for a sec. Well, they didn't pause, it was planned, but the schedule that they put out, it was like a week was blocked off. And we're like, why is this week blocked off? Why aren't we getting anything that week? And then turns out it's because Hobi was releasing a single that week. So he did it to like not, you know, interfere with Hobi's promotion, which I think also is very touching. But I will speak about that later on. So I'm not gonna get to Hobi right now because I'm start crying.
I know. Well, I was confused on why, like, I know we said we're not talking about Hobi. I was confused on why Hobi, like, all of a sudden just came out with the single. But now that we know what we know, I get why. But I really like how it's really just an individual thing. Like the other members aren't really like in it as much, and like you don't really know what's going on with them. Like it's just focused on each member as they released.
Yeah. And talking about everybody else. So before I get into that, my boy and I, again, will not get into the discourse of Billboard because I will get angry all over again. But anyway, besides that, my boy got his number one on Hot 100. As you should, that's it boy behavior. And that is what happens when you are it boy and you've got the it factor. And he got a number one on Hot 100 charts, which is incredible because everybody said it was impossible. And so he went and said, fuck you bitches, I'm gonna do what I want. And as he should, because that Like Crazy is such a beautiful, I think, example of who he is as an artist. And I think that was probably the best choice as a lead single. It is intoxicating, literally, and never been done before, completely revolutionary, all of the above. And that's why she deserved number one. Yeah.
I also love with Like Crazy just listening to both versions back to back and like just seeing the difference between the two, but also just reading the translation and then seeing the English version and how it's kind of different. And while it's telling the same story, it feels like a different story because of the fact that the language has been changed a little bit. But I will say that is my favorite song, but I also really like Alone.
Oh yeah, Alone is really good. I think.
I don't, my thing with Face Off is I don't like the way it starts off. And then, like, when I went to listen to the album and I pressed played for the first time, I was like, what is this? And then, but then as it kept going, I'm like, okay, I like this.
I see that because that was me at first too. Like I was just like, okay, that's a really interesting way to open up the album. But then I kept going and I was like, oh, I kind of fucks with this. And then it ended up becoming my favorite. I think Face Off is definitely my favorite B side. Overall, it's really hard. Like overall, it's really hard. It's really hard to pick like a favorite track. I don't know if you know this, but there is a hidden track on the physical CD, which I think is like so beautiful because it just, again, shows the BTS in him. And again, it's to honor ARMY, honor fans, just like every single fucking hidden track they have. There's like allusions to Sea and Path and like a lot of the hidden tracks from other albums. And it starts off like the timestamp on it that go like it's I forgot what they said. Like I don't have like the physical yet, but it says that the timestamp that the it's called Letter. It starts at 6:13. So yeah. But yeah, it's such a beautiful song. When I heard it, I was literally in tears. I was like, why would you do this?
I've not heard it, but I think I saw something about it. Like I think I saw something about Letter, but I didn't realize it was a hidden track, and my bitch ass was like, "Oh, he wrote a letter."
Yeah, no, it's hidden track, and I just find that so beautiful. But what was I gonna say? Oh, Set Me Free is also like, not that there's a lot to choose from because there's like a like
Those
six.
are all
Yeah,
the
but it's really crazy to me specifically because in D2, one of my favorite songs is Interlude Set Me Free, which I've said this before.
songs.
And the fact that Jimin decides to like name one of his tracks Set Me Free Part 2, which again alludes to the fact that he again honors Yoongi in his artistry, right? Saying like this is like a continuation, even though it is not me as an artist, but also they're completely two different tracks, they're not correlated whatsoever. But again, like it just reminds me too that like the first tattoo he ever got was again in honor of one of Yoongi's solo tracks, and it's just I cry. I just cry all the time. But yeah. And then just the music video for Semi Free in general is like so cool.
Yeah, when I first saw Set Me Free, I was like, wait a second, what does this remind me of? And it like took me a while and I'm like, what? Like I listened to this on my way, like to I don't want to announce my announcement in the middle of this to take away from Jimin, so I won't say it, but I was driving somewhere and it takes exactly the same amount of like the length of the album. So the first time I listened to it was on my way there and I was just like, what? Like, what does it remind me of? And not gonna lie, it literally took me like 2 days ago to finally realize what it was. But when I did, I was looking more into it and they did say like has nothing to do with each other. Like they don't relate. It just happened to be Set Me Free. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. But yeah, I think just Jimin It Boy, Jimin Never Been Done Before, Jimin You're a Rock Star, Jimin will never be replicated ever. I said this so many times, and I think Face Off is Face Off. Face is the epitome of who he is and his individual, and I can't wait to see more stuff from him, honestly, because I think out of, like you were saying earlier, like out of everyone, like he's the least we know a lot about, like, which is so funny because we've never seen even the inside of his apartment. Like, he's not as open, like, which is like a funny thing and honestly good for him, like privacy and everything. But
Show me your bed now.
yeah, like, show me your bed now. But like, we've never really seen like a lot of like a lot into his personal life, and then we've seen a little bit more of his TV now and like his desk area because he was so shook when we like when the chart for Hot 100 dropped, and so he like went on Weaver's Life at like 3 in the morning for him, but again, like I think it like the album itself just shows us a little bit about like who he is like deep inside, and I can't wait to hear more stuff from him. Like, I genuinely can't. Like, I always said it, he will be like definitely like dancey R&B vibes, and we got that and we didn't get that at the same time, and oh my God, like, I don't care, I love it, I love what he gave us.
Yes, I'm excited to see what else he has in store. Probably not anytime soon, maybe, but I'm just excited for the future of Jimin.
So, Yoongi, so this has been kind of in the minds of a lot of people thinking like he probably is going to hop on the tour with Yoongi. Like, that's just, you know, like insinuation people are having, like guessing this is gonna happen. And then when he got the number one on Hot 100, Yoongi literally wrote on his Weverse post, oh, something like he said congratulations, but he was like, yeah, concert guest star. And I was like, excuse me, don't play with my feelings like that. Do not start, because I have pit and I cannot be like, I cannot pass out. Like, I genuinely cannot, because first of all,
Didn't they
old
say
me.
something about Jungkook
I'm leaving the arena. I'm walking out. I will not function. Like, might as well just bring everybody here. Oh, talking about
Oh,
bringing everybody here.
close.
Talking about bringing everyone here. On the day, like I think it was the first day he did his pre-recording, for what is it, the Korean showcases or whatever, KBS, whatever. I don't know. I think it was the day or the day after. It was, sorry guys, I'm gonna get a little emotional with this one. It was the 100 days since, or no, yeah, it had been over 100 days since Jin had enlisted in the military, and so he automatically qualified for a vacation. And they get a very short vacation. They only get 3 days, for their first one. And Yoongi shared a picture of all of them together to celebrate Jimin too on his album, and Jin was there, and that was beautiful to me. So, well, Jimin wasn't in the picture, but Yoongi put in the caption, Jimin and Tae were here, but they had to leave because of their whatever." And I was like, "So you're fucking with me saying that seven people were together again, and this is like everything to me." Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, and like when I was like still half awake when I saw that picture, and I didn't realize that was Jin because he had like his cap on, and also my man is looking a lot buffer already, and I don't think I can go on. I think it's like another 100 and no, I don't even know how many days it is. We're at 20% right now officially, so I don't think I can go anymore.
20%.
Yeah,
I think it's way
something like
more
that.
than 100 days.
Yeah, that's not, yeah, I think it's like 400 and something.
Oh.
But I don't think I can go more if he's gonna get buff. Somebody did like a because there was another picture that dropped of Jen, and there's a jacket that he used to always wear that used to be like really like obviously he gets bigger sizes because of his shoulders, but like the rest of his body it like kind of like slunched, like slouched, and then he put on the same jacket. And it's getting a little tight for my man on the chest area, and I'm like, I'm out. I can't do this. I call it quits for me. He served enough. But anyways, that was just my little thing. The little family got together again, and that was everything to me, especially because it was for my boy Jimmy. So, oh, and he was on Jimmy Fallon too. Like
I
what?
saw that.
That was hilarious. I saw. The first day, and that was so funny. It was so sweet. Like, I'm not gonna get angry because I knew he was here, and I didn't put two and two together that he was probably gonna be on Jimmy Fallon, and I could have went and waited online to go see him. But it's fine. It's fine. It's another day, another sleigh.
I never know what's going on time. I always find out days later, so that's just me though. But great album, Jimin.
So yeah, love it. It's a beautiful album. Again, Jimin will always slay his haters. And that is another thing that we see that in the album that he completely slaughtered all of his haters. And gonna keep it at that because then I'm the bad person, so. But anyways, slay on, Jimin. Slay on a man. So,
I have
anything?
no idea what this drama is that Kay is talking about. So if you're just as clueless as me, I mean, I can only imagine. I know how people are.
Well, just in general, the amount of like years of hate that Jimin always got for no reason. And
Yeah.
it's like a lot of it, people were like, oh, but he's just a celebrity. Like, it doesn't matter to him. And in face, we can literally see how a lot of it impacted his own like insecurities and stuff. And he even shared in one of his lives that when his dad heard it, he cried because he was like, "I didn't realize how much you were suffering. And like, I feel bad as your father that this is what you were going through." And it's like he literally like he never asked for any of that. And when I think we put into perspective, especially like from 2015 to 2018, the amount of hate that they got for no reason. Especially
Yeah.
Jimin, it was like insanity. So I just didn't want to get into the whole like, K-pop fans, but whatever. But yeah. But at the end of the day, karma always wins.
It does, it does, she does.
She will always slay. Okay. But anyways, do you have anything else to add?
I do not.
All right, so we have reached the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this juicy review of Face. I hope you have listened to it already or didn't. You should listen to it because it's a great album. My rating for it is a 10 out of 10. Oh my
10 out of 10 over here, too.
God. All right, follow us on our Instagram, Zero Club Podcast.
And her Twitter, 0 o'clock. Pod.
And ask us any questions. Leave us your own review. What was your favorite song of FaZe? What do you think about like Crazy? So you feel crazy too. We'll see.
This is her cue to go.
Guys, I didn't realize this margarita is probably hitting a lot
You
harder.
feel crazy too?
All right. Have a good one, everyone. See you in the next week's
Bye.
episode.